Okay, so we started talking last time about the Rakhavi Fatish. So see again, since Rashi, one of the aspects and dimensions of this Rashi. Rashi and Mishnah Boina, Rakhavi Fatish. Yeah, that's Rashi. Gam, who loves and loves, who was kitchen faces, where is Evan Minasel, Achas Hotza, Vessel, Evan Sovi, Mavdu Minahogsas, who make the Padish Maka, the Dolo, being a strikers and a fellow to Zedra Moloch, for Hoyt Vervan, Kola, Demi, the Thomas Moloch, Toz Maka Padish. Let's begin with how like this. You have a Meiri perhaps. So here's a maybe, let's read the inside and read the medaktiv, position. End of Kub Dav, the end, towards the end of the parish. Chach mehe ador yishoy libo kehoigen, vizchai bo mishumak v'patish. The last chut in the beggar, the last ois in the sefer, should be chai mishumak v'patish. Because, first of all, because we learned the Gemara, and he brings specific examples about the klal. Those that ask the question, he says that it is a shaila kahagin. Because the lesson of Gemara that we took a look at was, Kol midi d'isbeg gemara meloch, chayim shumak v'fatish, and ayin heim v'beis. So any time something's finished, it should be chayiv. But k'mo sh'om, who brings chayim ad shokal v'chulu, chayim shumak v'fatish, as somebody takes a thread off the baggage. Chayim ad shokal, mistomim means chayim ad shokal. The example that maybe brings Haim and the Shokal Akufe Miklime. Akufe Miklime means either a dangling thread or Rashi Taisha, somebody takes it, some foreign substance was woven into the Beged to remove that, it's Haim Shemakir Fatish. Good. So that's a Shaila. Vitirtsu. Shoinem Amakir Befatish Elo Bimloch Hashem Nishlim Mokulo Kigoin. Shechotzav Evan Behar. Vinish Paco Kula Misfir Sel. Vinimso Shinishlimo Mulacha Seven. Elo Shaloy Noflo. Vizem Maki Bepadishum Apilo. Shinimso Hamalocho Beguf Oisadova Kvar Nishlimo. Vahain Mash Omu Beshokila Kufe Miklime Shaglima Kula Asuyo. Abu Beelu, when he's writing in Oisle, Lenishlama Seve Vabeged at night, Vahosh Oisad Tarech Hash Lomo Aina Maki Bepadish. Let's understand. Maybe get very clear the door. Let's see what it says and be like. Well, what's the get the makir patish? We started to say last time. The get the makir patish according to Miri is that a maisa which is done exclusively as a gemar, finishing touch, to a chavitz at nishlam already. Right? That's unfortunate, Miri. The chavitz is nishlam already. And the meister that's being done now is the finishing touch, what we call. It's gemar. Gemar is the touch, the finishing touch. If the meister involves anything more than a finishing touch, if the meister involves hashlom of the chepetz, the finishing of the chepetz, whether it's a sefer, whether it's a stone, whether it's a whatever it is, a tan or a kli, whatever it is, if it involves formation, even the last step in formation, making of the chepetz, so it's not makir patish. That's not the title of Melech, it's makir patish. That's number one. That's Etzem Hagdor. Etzem Hagdor. So the Iker, Hagdor, makir patish is the finishing touch, which is not to a finished Kli. The Kli, the Chavitz has to be finished already. The Chavitz has to be finished, but it's missing some kind of a Gemar. Right? That's Hagdor. Now, this... That, but however, well, that's the Stelzer here. If, however, he's still involved in creating the chayfetz, and he addresses now Rashi's example of chaytsev every minahar. So it's chelik and Rashi, right? Very important to Midaik. His miri is chelik and Rashi. According to Rashi, the matter part of the Mishnah is the last bang, the last clap that he gives. But before he gives that last bang, according to Rashi, the evidence is still attached to the har, to the mountain, wherever he's digging it out from. The miri is chelik and that will hide you. If the evidence is still attached to the mountain, so then it's mufka from being makapatis. By definition, it's not makapatis, because the chayfetz is not finished. Correct? Now, Nishal Sashail, this is Shaila that the Gdolei Achronim dealt with. But it's before the Miri, L'chayr. When we say that the Chayvitz is not finished, it's not a matter of Patish, so is it because there's another Malacha being done? So Mela, to the extent that he's doing a Maisa which belongs to one of the other Malachas, so that is what is mafkiyat, keeps out of makir patish. Well, lav dafka, because another moch is being done. Because kipsuta, the chayv is not finished yet. Two ways of understanding. Because what he's doing belongs to another moch, is in the category of another moch. So maybe if it's another moch, that tells us by the definition it can't be makir patish. Well, lav dafka, another moch is being done. So what's the Yerushita? And the Miri Glatz, the question is like this. So in the case of taking the Evan out, if the Evan is not finished, is the Chaim Shubayna. So in the Miri, it's not before, it's Chaim Shubayna. If I get Adrab, I'll go and say the other way. In the Miri here, let's see. The Miri says, that's the question. You're right, that is the question. That Shalai Nehma Makar Padish El Melocha Shanisha Makulak and Shechetz Evan Bahar. In the Piskei area, taking, chiseling out an Evan from the quarry, from the mountain, what is that a Malacha B'chal? Can I ask the same question from Rashi? Taking out the Evan, Queen's Miri, removing the Evan from its machts of, is that a Malacha? So, the Miri calls him Lechos Evan. Lemaisa says, in the Piskei Rid, we still don't have. In the Piskei Rid, if you look in, they have the Kovitz then. If you look in Piskei Rid says, Mefuvah, that taking out an Evan, removing it, it's another shtick, another shtick. Piskei Rid says, it's Chaim Shumbayna. So the Rid is Mefuvah, they're taking an Evan out of the, removing an Evan from the mountainside, it's Chaim Shumbayna. Now let's also hope and understand that in and of itself. That's a very chiddush, and this is the chiddush of Melachas Baina. But the food in the reader, removing the Evan Chaim from Baina. I'm just fair voice. And the reader agrees, and practically speaking, the reader agrees with the Miri that the Makar Padish Baina is after it's completely separated, but it's still inside the original place. And now the Makar Padish removes it. It makes it now, you can't use the word sucking when it's still in the mountain, still in the mountainside. Once it's been completely severed, and then you take it out, then it's where you can go right. Now you have a building block. If I have a building block, holds on to anything. So the chiddush here in the reed, the chiddush here in the chesbayna, first of all. The chiddush in the chesbayna is that setting up the raw materials for bayna is part of bayna. So how will take a chiddush? It's not building, it's not much. It's not clay, you made of stone. It's not worth anything except to build vital. It's not, you don't use a stone. The only thing you don't use a stone. In Hichos Kelim, it doesn't have a Shem Kli B'chal. It's not clay. It's not worth anything other than building. And building doesn't give it a Shem Kli. He didn't create a clay. He created a building block. So creating a building block, he's chayv. Passes because it's the first step in the. And going right in Tim Salohima, loosely, not really, but in Salohima, really, she taught him that the Melech Esbeinu, we had the Yanarid, that the Melech Esbeinu, when setting up a structure, doesn't have to be with Mekayimim Kach. Good, the real holds Bechal like that. That any step along the way in Beinu, I feel in Kelim, any step along the way is Beinu, right? Not only in building buildings and anything. So in Tim Salohima, the real is taking it a step further, creating the raw material. Is the first being that's if you don't have blocks, you can't build anything. That's Melech Esbeinu. Good. That's number one. So in the Rid, Shaykh to say that because it's melechus boina, because it's melechus boina, so being as a melocha is mafkiyet from being makir patish. Mefurish, the one that says that mefurish, it's chavis. It's Svasemis says mefurish. Have it Svasemis maybe? Svasemis.
Yeah. Is the problem with
something
with one action being tied to
one
office?
What? One minute, 1 second, let's see this for and we'll talk about that a little bit. No, I need one called God. Okay, okay. Here, Svasemis and Ayin Dal on base says this cloud. That to the extent if a mice or a pool involves another melocha, so by virtue of the fact that it involves a melocha, another melocha, it's not makabe patish. So in real I have to say. Now the is that what about in Bechal Melocha Shabbos?
According to the real, when is makabe patish?
When it's completely disconnected, but just lying in place. So then you take it out.
Again.
What?
He's hitting it again, or he's just taking it out?
Yeah, he's hitting it, he's taking it out. Taking it out.
It's not attached to the
arm clock. It's not attached. Mimi says that already. It's not attached.
Wasn't that the end of the malacha?
What? The Mimi says it's not attached. If it's attached, it's not, the malacha's ever not finished. So let's just go. What?
So in the case of makabe patish, he's not actually getting makabe patish.
Yeah. Let's say you, the patish, will take it out. Even if you're going to ask it, the patish is not dafka.
That's
a
stroke.
It's like this. This would might be the case in the video, but the Svasemis and the Achronim speak out. That if it involves another Moloch, if a pool involves another Moloch, it's not Makabe Patish. So, is this a universal Halacha principle in Nichol Shabbos? Or maybe is it only here? So the Maisa, we have the Mamish right in front of us. A few examples which one Maisa is Chayv Chaim. Zayim Mevetzor Choleitzim. Zayim Mevetzor Choleitzim. And any time the melechas koitzer is done, l'moshel, and involves either zoyme means involves the tod of Natea, or shout of Natea, and tzorch leitzim, chaymishim koitzer. Or in this case, m'lakit eitzim, somebody pulls something out of the ground, and he's doing it for two purposes. One is l'vipuyarot; he needs the ground underneath it. Number two, he needs that which is being toilish. But he could get him. We also have time. So it doesn't seem to be such a principle. Doesn't seem to be such a principle that one ma'aseh can be mechayev mishum shtei melochos. So even poshut, and that's always ongudum. Even poshut, it's only about the makir patish, because this is the fakir. This is the definition of makir patish. Makir patish means it's a gemar, and mitzvah they learned that if they made a klal out of it, so the mokah for the klal is lashon gemar. They were just said before, and we saw on Erev Shabbos. Koshu, ko midi this be gemar meloch chayim shem makir patish. Means that they learn Gemar Melocha means, like this we said on Erev Shabbos. Gemar Melocha means Bedafka, the Gemar, which follows the like Mishnah says Ashlama v'Chefetz. So to the extent that another Melocha is being done, so to this Chefetz doesn't mean with the right hand is doing one. Don't make a mistake. Doesn't mean that if with one hand he's doing it's one Melocha and with another hand he's doing Makabe Patish on Chayv. We're not talking about that. But the pool itself involves a melocha being done to this chayvitz. So in such a case, the fact that the melocha is being done to the chayvitz, so that says that we're not up to the gemar melocha yet. The gemar melocha hasn't, the stage of gemar melocha hasn't come yet.
Why is it even like a shout? It's just the fact.
What? I mean, look. So the Svasemis says in terms of melocha. That's what I'm saying. The Meiri. That's what I want to say exactly. Kadaik is hated of the Meiri, and then we'll see the Reim. But me, I think is do it that way. It doesn't mean melachas Shabbos. Melachas Evin. He bedafka uses the word melachas Evin, not melachas Beinah. Melachas Beinah will tell you is one of the other Laman Ches melachas. But he says melachas Evin. So look at that well. But the Mivi talk it very good. I just would say, in the read, you could say if you want, the story that the Achronim say again. So let me just not lose the thread here. Many Achronim say this story that if the Chavetz is not finished yet, there's no Ashomes Chavetz, it's not Chavetz Shemach Vipatish. Now, what about in our case specifically? What constitutes finishing the chatziva so'ev in minahav should be completely separated. Now, is that a malacha? So we said in the read, it's mashmaziyah malacha. So what? So is it nageya makapatish, or just it's another idea that chayim shumlech is bainah? So we have achrayim say that it's toz ebezeh, Mr. Toz ebezeh, to the extent that the pool involves no malacha, that goof is mafkiyah from being kids out of the category of makapatish. Yeah. Now we come, but maybe that definition is l'chori not biduyah, not biduyah to the way we just said it, but the definition is kosher if the melacha of making the chavis is not complete. Now whether the making this chavis involves one of the other lamentel, ches melacha is irrelevant. Kosher nimtza shenishlamam even melacha is even nishlam more than his chayim shemakar pantish. If it's not nishlam, it's not chayim. Now what melacha is involved in taking out a stone? Not negeya. Actually, yes, it is, but not negeya. Right, that's what I'm saying in the mirror here. It's kayetze badover is the Yireyim also, the Yireyim and Yireyim, the Hagos Mamnis brings it down. Well, the same principle we find in the Yireyim, Shizot Rav. The Reim is in Perek. Brought down Gesh Mamis. It's convenient to read from Perek Yud in Isman. And Gesh Mamis. Loike Reim. The blessing you met, that's in Reim. Shekosav. Loi Omer Rav Hochi Lechayv. When Rav says, I will still say the tomorrow, he's coming to answer the Yishayim's castle, which will come to him, Mr. Shem. That we have a call, Ein Bina Mekel. So why is Rav Chayv Mishum, Chayv Mishum Baina? So Tais is already asked the answer. The Balamor of Ramban, the Chagah, makes sure you see Balamor of Ramban and this sugi, they can't do Balamor. So the Yireim answered it by saying, Rav, that Chai Mishum Baina doesn't mean the Chai Mishum Baina. Doesn't mean that. But rather, that why not? Because Ein Bina Mekelim. Elo, Rav Omar, Rav Fugit Mir Shmuel, Domar Chai Mishum Makapadish. So Rav said, no, Ein Chai Makapadish, Elo, Bidogash, Hu Gmar Mir Locho. Rafikoch Omar Baina. Baina means he's still involved in constructing the Kli. Koyma hadayin choser migozu or more zubinyan, which the Kli isn't finished yet. If it's not finished, so Makir Padish is not applicable here. Vein ze gmar melochos chaim shul Makir Padish, not involved. So Pashtos, it's a Korin in Yireim also, the same vote. That not because he's doing it, he's mechayiv, he's mechayiv, he's chaim shul nether melochim, because the Chavt is not finished. Okay, that's very clear and easy to show.
Can you have a raya? He grew up from the Mir himself. He says later that if what Rashi says would be true, then every time you do basis,
yes,
you also
talk about Patish. What's your raya?
So then obviously he doesn't hold that another malacha with talking about Patish.
He's saying if he Rashi should be like that, but he was not like that. He's asking according to Rashi should be like that, but forget that doesn't according to him whatever he's saying Nishita. He's saying from there, you see that I'm right, that it's not chayv. But what do you see from there?
There are two separate issues. There's the issue of.
But he accuses Rashi of holding now again. He says, according to Rashi, it should come out that every case is chayv shemakar
patish. The clear whether you can be chayv, makar patish, and another malacha.
We're clearing in the Mi'i.
It's totally on whether you hold it's the Gemara, the malacha, or if it's even making the Kli. But that's a separate issue that. There's a din of makar patish that if it comes with another malacha, then you can't be chayv makar patish, regardless of whether the malacha is just the gemar of the chayfetz or even making the chayfetz. That's a separate issue. So the fact that he says that in Rashi's definition of makar patish there could be also ketura, but there also.
He was just saying he's saying well, but I'm clarifying that this sheet is that to the extent that he's up in chayv, the shail is because he's doing another malacha. Or because it's not finished. I've done it. Mama, I've done it.
You know,
Hagis Harmish
rule is
similar
to the Miri and Rashi.
So he hasn't said. Well, what is more? We'll come to more. We'll talk about it. The two ways don't want smuhot. Could be the smuhot, the kids finished already. And Shmuel said he's not, Shmuel disagrees with the Rav's approach to this specific case, not with the principle.
How does Rashi answer the
discussion? Oh, what's the gate according to Rashi? Now let's see a few Rashis. Oh, good. What's Shidas Rashi? So we mentioned already, where do we see other examples of Shidas Rashi, even more extreme? Rashi has even more extreme, takes the Shidas to an extreme. Where is that? So we said already, Rashi in two places. The Mem Zayin. These are the examples that Tosis brings in the discussion of Binyamin Kehilah. Well, the one talks about Midas Opasim in the Mem Zayin. There's a Machlekes of the Gemara whether you can put together, assemble, whether you can assemble a Kli, of meat or whatever it is. So, the Madoma says Chayiv. Madoma says Chayiv. Tais is, and now it's Sugi, Tais brings us. So, Tais has learned, and most Rishayim learned that Chayiv is Mishum Baina. So, Tais has had a Kasha, I ain't been in Mekalim. Tais says what they say, we'll come to the Mitzvah Shem. Rashi answer the same Kasha by saying something else. Rashi, Mem Zayin Om Lav. Chayiv Chatos, look at Rashi says in the fifth white line. Fourth white line. Kut Chilosai Ve Gom Roi. So we said already that Rashi, this is even more extreme. Because Melech and Chaytsev have been now Mishneh, it's the last, it's what we call colloquially the Makkah Patish. It's the last Makkah. The last Makkah in now Mishneh happens to include severing the stone and taking it out, okay, but it follows. It's the last step in a process. Here, the Mem Zayin, the entire process is called Makor Patish, right? Before he started making the kli, he had nothing, had pieces, and to put the kli together to construct the kli is Makor Patish. So here, Rashi takes it to an extreme, and that's what he says. Who tchilos a big gomer? As long as he reaches a gemar and he provides, he makes a finished product, it's chaim shel Makor Patish. The Ainu Rashi learned. Again, so this line, this critical line in the Gemara in Klal Gadol, Rashi learned when the Gemara says in the Ayin Hey, Kol Midi Disvei Gemar Moloch Chayim Mishum Makor Patish, means anything which reaches a Gemar is Chayim Mishum Makor Patish. Even if this very same pool of was the Aschola too, can be full of Rashi. Who is in Rashi? And Rashi was Shitosa on the Ayin Daldum base, and the Gemara there has two cases, making a Chobis and making a Tanur. 5, 7, and 8, toys. So Rashi tells you what the chayiv, the different melachos. Rashi says, so the first white line, Tanu chayiv shmein, lachar, here, lachar shetzifoy bekivshon. So that's just part before we see this Rashi. So maybe creating a new chayvitz chayim shel makor patish. Because in creating chayvitz, you brought it to its gemar. Okay. The shayla is. What does Rashi do with the mirish the kash of the chachomim? The shayim koyin chach meyadoris, and then the mirish raya. So im ken when you finish a sefer, somebody finishes writing a sefer, he's brought it to his gemar and finishing weaving a baguette, the last stitch. It's also Gemar. And Koitzer, you have a food item. You have some, whatever item was Nixon, you have. So everything was brought to a Gemar. So you can't say that Shidas Rashi is that really the Ikar Malacha is finishing a Kli, the finishing touch to a Kli. But Rashi holds that could be included in creating the Kli, but it has to be something which is to identify a finishing touch. For example, you could have said in the Mishnah, if had we had only Rashi and Abayna, so you could have said Bemis is there's a very specific pool of which we define as being the Gemar HaMalacha, and that's removing the Kli from the Machzav. Rashi holds that even if that pula of Makor Patish includes not only removing the Evin, from the machzor, from the mountain, but it involves finishing, severing, cutting out the oven. Rashi is not bothered by the fact that it includes the hashlomo of the kli too, but we're only talking about something which is a gemar, a finishing touch. The reason you can't say that l'choyu is because midrashot, the svara is a good svara, it's a very good svara. 1 second. So you could have said, that's what you could have thought, but the mice said, so an apple, when you pick an apple off a tree, there's no finishing. Before it was mechubin, now it's tolish. There's no finishing touch to an apple or tolish. There's no finishing touch to a savior, there's no finishing touch to a beggar. But you can't say that svara because of midrashot hasi, mashing daf mem zayin. You can't say that's what I said, you can't say it. The svara is a good svara, but Rashi doesn't hold of it. So you have to look for another teretz.
Why is it
because until the last ice, the safe is not finished. It's not a finishing touch, it's the last ice. So it's incomplete. It's not missing a finishing touch. Finishing touch is polishing it, or taking a splinter off the baggage. That's a finishing touch. Not finishing the baggage, but taking something extraneous, removing some extraneous impediment using it. No, so anyway, not the Kedai. What's the Kedai according to Miri? And then the other Rishonim in the Machapatish of the Mishnah. The Evin has been completely carved out, but it's still in its place in the mountain. So you can't build with it. You have to take it out and bring it down to the ground and start building with it. So removing it from its place, even though you're not changing the Chet of the Evin, just removing it, that's Machapatish.
Miriam
Zion doesn't say by this meter that you're chayim shemak patis if you get That's a different aspect of
the sugi. Let me repeat again what the svara we would have thought to say.
There has to be a finishing touch, and the apples are off the tree, and there's no finishing touch, and being koyse for oyrig. It's not a finishing touch. The matzah was a finishing touch of the oven. Now it's really binyan. But the matzah is not true because the Rashi sheet the mitzvah of tassim is chivas and vikomer. It's not true.
How would that be different than what the mitzvah is?
What?
How would that
be
different
than
the Rashi sheet
of the mitzvah? Why?
It's not just the Rashi sheet.
It is. No, so Rashi doesn't. The fact that it involves other things bringing you to that point doesn't bother Rashi. Unlike the Miri. It doesn't have to be, but when you do the Pula, it doesn't have to be lacking only that finishing touch. But the Pula has to include the finishing touch. And the Svar is Gans Poshut. We just have to find someone who says it.
How would the Svar be different than what the Miri was saying?
The Miri says that the Chavis before he does the Pula has to be lacking only that finishing touch. Otherwise, it's not Makhmur Panish. Rashi of Surah does not do that.
So, are you saying that it would be something that would be finishing touch and also finishing.
But not exclusively a finishing touch. It would be a finishing touch with something that precedes it too. But the Maitre Rashi is not like that. The Choyu and Mita Sotasim is how to identify something which constitutes a Gemara. Before you have a Kli, before you don't have a Kli, now you have a Kli. So there's no Gemara there. There's no Gemara there. So, yeah, Shalim of Eichin Poshut. Eichin Poshut, it could be the Rashi holds. Which will take us to the Rashi $9. The Yeshua, both in the Poshut, one would think that the Pshat is like this, producing a Dova Gomor, producing something, a Gomor, could be Makri Patish. But Rashi, Faket, this for Rashi was this for it. That's only, but if what bringing the chavis that's gemar involves another malacha, so then forget Rashi holds that because it involves another malacha, is achaim shemakir padish. So when what's the teretz to miris kasha? Teretz to miris kasha, according to Rashi, is that when you write the last verse of a sefer, it's achaim shem kosev, because it's malacha's kosev, so it's not malacha shemakir padish. And that's what that we said before. And every Ksira doesn't involve Makapatis, because it's Ksira. And the Ksira continues and includes that which you would have wanted to call, well, that's what you would have called Makapatis. So theoretically, perhaps, producing something mitchilo bat gemar could theoretically be matter patish. But if it involves, if it's another malacha, it's not matter patish. It's only, it doesn't involve another malacha. That's what I said. Since ain't binyan bekelim, therefore making something mitchilo bat gemar is matter patish. Had the din had the locha been yesh binyan bekelim, if all the yesh bekelim, it's not matter patish. It wouldn't be chayv shtayim. Okay, it's mashmin mashal again. If you hold yesh bekelim, if the beshamim you hold yesh bekelim or mandoma or chris, haven't been in the beginning called kelim. What holds it's yesh bekelim kelim? Then they don't hold the chayv shtayim matter patish. Why? For this reason, because if the last pool or the last touch is still nichlal in another malacha, so it's the other malacha.
What? Why
wouldn't they? Because it's safe, Melachas Kaitzes. Melachas Kaitzes.
And why can't it also be something else? What's the reason?
So then, Yesh Lemel of this. Then you could say, then you could say, okay, so we have. So it's not, yeah. This is a small macropathic. It's a good answer. So even though we find the one pool can be Mechayv Shtayim, but that's only if two different objectives have been accomplished. For example, Zoymer v'Tzorach L'Eitzim. What are the two objectives that are accomplished in Zoymer v'Tzorach L'Eitzim? Number one, he's pruning the trees, he's increasing the nika of the tree. The tree now will grow better. So that's a told of Zoraya and Neiteya, because he's by removing the branches, so it grows better. Number two, it's a totally different Melachas Machshavah, a totally different, a different independent objective has also been accomplished with that one pula, then he has the Eitzim for whatever purpose he wants for them. Okay, it's a chayrish. If somebody's chayrish takes the weed out of the ground and needs the weed, and he's being miyapa the kaka. So two objectives in two different chepses have been accomplished. One constitutes melechus chayrish in the kaka. The other one is melechus koitzer in the vegetation that he has now in his hand. That's two melechus. One pula accomplished two different pulas. Two different one pula accomplished two different objectives. Mashenka in here, it's the same thing. Finishing the kli. It's the very same objective. The very same objective. Can't be two melachos.
So it's not a svar machopatish, it's a svar melachos.
The feet be a general, the closing is for. But it's especially relevant here, machopatish, where the mamish overlap. The two things overlap mamish. As you have an apple, but producing an apple wouldn't be involved in apple tolish. What's it? That's kaitzer. It's a mail, it's not machopatish.
You see that you just want to write a letter. You're saying you don't go on.
That's kaitzer, that's melachos kaitzer.
Oh, you want to do some letter, you don't necessarily want to fit. You can't you leave it as two objectives, you want to write a letter, you want to finish a saber tire.
That's the same thing.
The finishing
task of the sefer is that letter. When he writes a lamed, so the finishing task is the lamed. That's the chapter which the moch was done. But the sefer is finished. The sefer is finished. Like it's true. It's not true. The sefer is finished. But the chapter which he did the moch was the dioy and the coffee. That spot right there. That's where the moch is done. That's the moch of Mark Panther. You never have melachos koitzer.
So you maybe that's
that. I don't know. Kubi's never terrorist too, but that's if we learn from Lamites Melachos from Gematria of Eile, Ve'eilech, Veshet Lamites. So Lamites 39 times has a melach in the Torah. So you have to come up with 39. So if it's not a Padish, then you never have 39. So it's a terrorist and mass speaker. Shailos like this, what it needs a little eon is the, and here's the Shailos Taka, what to do with it. It's Rashi 9 Dalit. Now turn to Rashi 9 Dalit. Well, that will come to. That's Rashi. It will come to the whole, that whole Rashi is a topic of Rishon. We'll come to Rishon. We have time to come to it. The Gemara says, "Hai man David chavito chay mishum Omer Rav. Hai man David chavito chay mishum shav chatois. Tanura chay mishum shmeinu chatois." Says Rashi, Sheva Chato. Let's go through the whole Rashi here. Try to get a handle on this. Sheva Chato. Toichen v'govim v'shoichon hodek ha'vitoichen v'boi v'asoyos. Ha'gasas mitoichon ha'vishtayim. U'makidu b'nafo m'gavu otit u'losh. Four. Mureya chatit lesh agoyl shichol. Yerim machik. U'mav v'esavu b'kivshon m'tzav six. M'tzav b'teche ha'vay m'vashal. The clay from which he made the tanu is chayim mishum vashel. That's chavita. That's chavita. Chavita is minigya. The tanu chayim mishum shmeina. The lacha tanu, he follows the same procedure. He throws it into the oven, into the kibshon. But it says Rashi, Lachas of Sivu Bekivshon, who toch all of Tfelo, Shei Av, Vuchuma Miskayim, he smears it with something that makes it function as a tanu. They should preserve the heat, especially to cook and bake in it. Vuhu Gemar Melachta, and that's Gemar Melocha. This is a standard Gemar Melocha, the standard Makapadish, right? The first white line Rashi. That after you take the tanu out of the Kivshon, the smearing it is a Gemar Melachtoi. V'minam lekamon kol midi dehave gemar melocha chayim mishum malki v'patish. Oh, now this Rashi. Avo gabei choves laki mishum malki v'patish. The me'ilo nigmiro melachto yivit tando. Avo gabei choves laki mishum malki v'patish. The me'ilo nigmiro melachto yivit tando. To take with Rashi. What does Rashi want? That the choves... The chavis was finished in the tanur, so let it be chayim shemakapatish. Let chavis be chayim. Let there be an eighth melocha in creating the chavis, the way there is in creating and making the tanur. So Rashi says the tanur he does be daim after he takes the tanur out of the kibshon, out of the furnace. So then he's toch, he puts something on it. But thinking the chavis becomes fit for use, mei eileho. So the shaila is like this. The shaila is, what was the shaila? What's the teretz? What's the shaila? What's the teretz? What's the shaila say? Lechem mishum kavuchovitz. Lechem mishum makapatish to meleh nigmo melach dey v'tando. Now, we'll go step by step here. Here's the portion. There are a few ways of winding up. We'll try. We'll say I knew it, and everybody can think like this. That's for sure. That when Rashi asks the question, kavuchovitz, lechem mishum makapatish. Why is it not chayiv mishum makapatish? He's going lishni tosoy. What do you mean the Shitosai? That Bishloimo L'choyu. I mean, yesh line. That there's no separate. He's creating a chovis, and no independent pula was done, which we can define as being a finishing touch. So yesh line, the other shining would say, well, there's no question b'chach. Makir Patish, he didn't do a pula to a kli that was finished and missing only a finishing touch. The chavis before the, when he threw the chavis into the furnace, it was a piece of clay. And it came out of chavis. So it's like picking an apple off the tree. According to Meiri, it's like picking an apple off the tree. This is why is no makapadish? Because creating something from beginning to end is not makapadish. It's only if you have a finished product in front of you, then you add the finishing touch. It's chaim shem makapadish. So yesh lema the Rashi shaila in that sense is l'shitosoi. That mitzchilo v'ad gemara could also be makir v'patish. That's point number one. Point number two, and this is the famous Rashi. Point number two, what's his teretz? Mishum makir v'patish, leku mishum makir v'patish demei leho nigmo melachto v'tanu. What does that mean? Well, what's the teretz? What's the teretz in English? What does it mean? What does it mean?
The entire melacha is coming about through by itself. He's
not
doing
what,
anything.
So what?
There's nothing that he did.
Yeah, so what?
So why should he be chayv for makav patash if he never did the melacha makav patash?
But he's chayv mishum mevashel.
That's because he did something in order
he
for
threw it into, he threw a same pula that mechayiv him mishum vasha should mechayiv mishum agavatish. Right. So there, yesh loy maslim mechastinuch says it already, and osameach. I don't know if we made osameach. It's big erichos. Osameach makes a very big deal about this and uses it for many halachas and big yuches. It's a big thing on osameach. That mevasha is an exception. The yesh loy, that's what Rashi means. That it could be. It could be. Rashi doesn't emphasize that, but it could be. Look at this. Bemis is not a klal makir patish. Yesh loy, this is not a klal makir patish. That meile or nigmo. This principle that anything which is meile or nigmo is not chayim shavis would apply to all halachas. Okay, Bishul being the only exception. And the reason being, because that's the way, that's Derech Bishul. That's the way one cooks. The way you cook is to put a pot on a fire, or a paspit handle, and the process happens by itself because of the heat, or whatever. I mean, water in the heat, or the heat. And that's Melechus Mevashul, and for that reason, it's Chayv. But only it's bought only in Melechus Mevashul. So any other Melecha. Any other melacha that happens, meila, it's not going to be chayv. Right? So you're talking about that's part. And, again, Mechaskunch says it in this Rashi, and the Asamecha says it on the other hand, says also that all melachas mevashel is an exception.
Where is the Asamech?
Peguchas.
What's Zariah?
It's not also Nimra meila? We speak about that a little bit in the Gimel.
So I'm saying it's so that wouldn't be the same.
No, you don't know it. So Pashtus, you don't have to wait. The Shalos and Shalos Nachoinim. Shalos Nachoinim, if you have to wait for Ashrosha to take place, but very nice habit that since Ashrosha takes 3 days, very, very nice habit that the assembly is Chayav on Zerua on Tuesday. Very nice habit. So Pashtus is like many Achoinim say, the Melech Zerua is putting it in their matzv. Elomai, if Ashrosha hasn't happened yet, so removing it is not Chayim Mishum Toilish. But it's real.
Yeah.
And even Bishri has a big machlokes. Bishri has a big machlokes. It finishes after Shabbos. But if it never finishes, not Chayim. But Shabbos is not to finish on Shabbos. But in Bishri has to reach the Gemara, because the Moloch is bringing it to the Gemara. In Zereya, that's a Shiloh, but has to reach the Gemara or not. In Zereya, could be putting it in a matzah which it can't grow. This is Moloch Zereya.
On the side, it wouldn't have to reach Gemara. That'd be the same as Bishul.
What?
On the side, it wouldn't
have
to reach Gemara.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. That's not Gemara. That's not
Gemara. The outside of that, I was saying.
What?
The word
I was saying,
the outside, I'm like, that
doesn't
have to reach Gemara,
some of them. Okay. But there's a third Nakuda in this Rashi. What's the third Nakuda in this Rashi? There's, again, the Rashi in Ein Dalad and Beis. Avo Gabi Chovitz Lekka Mishum Maka Patish Temelo Nigma Melach de Bitano.
What?
Oh, right. That's the third Nakuda. That's the Shalom. Which Melacha?
Bishop?
Yeah. That's the Shalom. Why is Rashi even raise the question? Of Maka Patish, and the answer is Temelo Nigma. Everything is true. It's not true. That Mele Nigmo is not going to be Chaim Makir Patish. One could perhaps ask, Tepuk Lay, that if Kenim Azvomel, we said previously, is correct, that Rashi holds that any time the Gemar involves another Melocho, so it's better than Makir Patish. So what's Rashi asking Makir Patish just to find an answer that Mele Nigmo? Tepuk Lay, that Bishul's happening. Bishul's happening the whole time. So the Chayes are Poshta Teretz. The question is a good question. What is the Poshta Teretz? What's the Poshta Teretz? Rashi Lishitosoi. The Yesh Lema, the Rashi holds that the Ischaif Bishul before it's finished. Just like you find, Yesh Lema, you have to know that, you have to look if anybody says this. But like this, in Oichol, in Macholim, so the Gemara says, the Chayv Bishul is when the Michael reaches Michael Ben Rusoy. The Vin Shabbat to Michael Ben Rusoy, which is either a third or a half, Chayv Mishum Mevashel. Chayv Mishum Mevashel. Okay, so one doesn't have to bring the Michael to. Doesn't mean Vushel called Sokhid to be Chayv. No. What about if somebody takes something as in Mevashel, a third or a half? And Shayan and another Meisel, somebody else, and another pool, finishes it from a half to completely cooked. That's Machlokes the Rambam Meir Rishayim. The Rambam holds his Chayv, The Rambam holds for bringing something to be so called Tzoka is Chayiv. Even after Machman the Soy. Right? This is Aleph Beis in Bishul. But even after something reached Machman the Soy is still Shaykh Mlechas Mevashel, to bring it to call Tzoka. Correct? That's the Rambam. Every Shem and Nalagat. Every Shem and Hayd and Fuz Nalagat. They hold that once something is reached Machal ben Soy, there's no Bishul anymore. That's possible because they hold that when the Gemara says Machal ben Soy is Chayiv, so it's not only they hold that the Gemara is defining the Tikkun of Bishul. The Tikkun, in other words, it's defining the Mlechas Machsheves of Bishul. The Mlechas Machsheves of Bishul is taking something which is not Roel Achila and making it Roel Achila. And once that's been done, so it's not Shaykh to Bishul anymore. Not Shaykh to Bishul anymore. That's according to their Rishon. And good, so therefore they hold that once something is reached Machman to Soy, it's no Bishul anymore. The Rambam holds it's a Shir in Mlechas Mevashel. Bringing it that far, a third of the way, is not to be chayiv. But the Melchas Mashav is a Bishul continued, cold man, the Bishul makes it better. That's his Ram. So if you say, see if Rashi holds the passage does, that there's a Shir in Bishul afterwards, there's no chayiv anymore, so then it'll be good here. Because Yesh Loima, that in Huadin, even though it's not a food item, this Shvezit, clay, whatever. And it's being mitzayif, the chiv is from mitzayif, harei mevashel. But yitochein moed that the sheer chiyuv is before it's finished, before it's finished. But you keep it, but derchal the umnim would keep it in the oven longer than that. Just like you cook a piece of meat more than machmen or soy. But keeping it long, the hemshech of the cooking is not hemshech mevashel. Here too, there could be a matzav in which the hemshech of the cooking, of the baking in the furnace is already after the sheer bishul of the chetze. So the gabe that Rashi asks that it should be makir patdash, which says meilan nigma malachto. So then that would be good. Let me say that point.
Where do we know in Rashi that you can makir patdash?
What?
No.
We said that it can't be chayiv. Therefore, we said that Yesh Loima, that's the terrace that the Miri is conscious. It's Kaza Baisachas and Orakud Echod, and every case should be chayiv Mishum Magabat. We said if what he's doing and it involves another Malachi and he's not chayiv. But we said, we're doing in Rashi. Rashi says, making a Kli is chayiv because he ain't been in Mikaelin. Because he has been in Mikaelin, what do you not do about it? We're doing in Rashi. Okay, if that's good, now let's move on. Yeah, but I think those are Mavashal. Maybe in Klavot? Huh? Because, I mean, what I just said will be a teretz. Will be a hezbet. The kli is considered to be nishlam the kli before, but there's a gemar finishing task, which happens in the oven. I mean, if, right, it could be that the chovitz is a chovitz already, and so that after it's 90% baked. So the last 10%, it could be makir patdash.
It could be makir patdash even though you're creating it?
No, I'm saying it happens successively.
Oh, okay.
Successively. The chovitz created. It's like the oven being separated, but still in the thing, in the quarry. Then what's comparable, what's parallel to the makir patdash in oven, will be the last mashu baking. Maybe. Yeah. You're right, Taka says it. It says Nigma Melo. So that's what the Luchay says.
You don't have a pula.
What?
Then you don't have a
pula. It says Nigma Melo. It says Bo Melo. That's why it's not Chayiv. Bo Melo. Putting it in, so the kasha was putting it in the furnace of Mechayivim successively. First of all, Mishum Mevashel. And when Vashel's finished, Mishum Mechayivim Mishum Makar Patash. To which it says, there's no Chayiv Makar Patash if it's Bo Melo. All right, now let's look. Here's a very interesting. But the Rashi in the Mishnah, this Rashi here is in the Mishnah, so we have to show now, in this Rashi. V'chim gam li'olay ma'af ha'makeh b'kunas al-slam b'shas melocha chayiv ibnei shirukim sakim melocha. Alistan Balaz, whatever that is. Kunis Martu. Kunis is a hammer. Stan is we call the anvil. Kunis is a hammer. Ibnei Shu Kimisaki Milocho, Bafa Pisha Ena Imati Ala Pulo, Ela Alistan, with the moment Farish Mamisakin. That's his Rashi here, right? Look at the Rashi very carefully. Afa Pisha Ena Imati Ala Pulo, Ela Alistan, with the moment Farish Mamisakin. So, take a little Rashi in the Ayin Gimel. Take a little Rashi in the Ayin Gimel. And the Mishnah, Makir Patish. Makir Patish. The last line, Ayin Gimel. Makir Patish, Ugmar Kol Milocho. Shekain, Uman Makir, Bekunas Al Hastan, Lehach Li Koi. Big Mar Milocho. ומסיס לא מחייב לא אלא בגמר מלוכו. So all the Rishonim asking Rashi about the run on the roof, the run, the Chiddush the run. All the Rishonim asking Rashi. All the Rishonim. They ask, if you have a run, take a look at the run. Everybody has a run, so we can read the run together. Take a look at the run in Klagoda. The run in Klagoda on the Mishnah of Ovis and Lopez. Matter of Paddish, Perez Rashi Mishum Gman Melocha. William Mechuver. So Perez Rabbeinu, I love Tony Sefer, I'm Lilo Emel, Shing Mil, Afa Matter of Kunz Azdan. I'm with the Lab, Hainu Matter of Paddish. So the Ran seems to tell the Kasha that if now it means that we will only have a Malka Punz Alstan, so that's not a Diga Melocha. That's not a Diga Melocha. That's a PS, literally a postscript of a Shimon Gamliel on the Mishnah. But Vice Lord's Malka Patrish is we define as means something else. The Ramban, Vice Lord's Ramban, the Chidush Ramban, as that it's a Machlokes Hanoim. If it is brought on Shimon Gamliel, so Vice Lord's Tanakam doesn't hold of it. So the what? So Chachom don't know this Malka Patrish part, Malka B'kunas Alistan. And Rashi in the Mishnah, what was bothering B'chal, Rashi in the Mishnah? What was quetching him B'chal to bring in Rashi Gamlio, Adas Yochid, in the Mishnah Chal Gadol? Furthermore, also could be B'chal Kutsch Rambam, I'm not sure. Furthermore, but you certainly add, Halei Dovahu, that in the beginning of our Mishnah in Abayna, Matter of Paddish, Rashi is something totally different. It seems to be a Stephen Rashi, so to speak, two Malchim in Rashi. The same words, Matter of Paddish. In Kalgoldo, Rashi says Matter of Paddish, plus you forget, even let's say, whatever, yay, Shu Seoch, not Shu Seoch. But start from one Rashi to another, it doesn't stem. Why does Rashi not give a uniform type of the Etzim Loch of Matter of Paddish? In Kalgoldo, he says Matter of Paddish is a Matter of Kurzan. And here, in Abayna, Malka Paddish, you test pick, blast pick. Not Kunis, pick. Something else, Christ. Pick is not a Kunis, something. Because Kunis, Rashi says, is a Martel. So two separate Kelim. So he says something else, it's knocking the heaven out. It's a modern Nachli, Rashi. So here, it's a fascinating question to dig the words here. There's no... So we'll go step by step. We'll make it smaller here. It is possible. If you think about a medayik, even superficially, say something like this. The difference between the two rashes The difference between two Rashi, it's like a difference. I don't know why, but the difference between two Rashi is how it is not just he's talking about two different pools in Makir Bepatish. Here is the Kunas Astan, the mount with the Melech Reis, the peak. The difference is the semantics of Bepatish and the difference in what the Chesed Melech is. Let's start with the semantics. In Rashi called Golden and Gimel, he's teaching the Makir Bepatish that he's banging the Patish. He's banging the Patish. He's furthermore, which brings us to the Ikevot. He's doing a Melacha to the Patish. What's the chavs in which he's doing a Melacha to? What's the chavs in which this Melacha is being done? So according to Rashi, we'll soon I'm saying the melacha, the chavs in which the melacha is being done is a patish. That's the Rashi and Gimel Klal, I guess. The first one here, there are three things there. There are three things. Let's put on tables and we'll make a solo here. There's a makir patish and ein gimel. There's the words makir patish in Habayne. Then it's about Mashim Gimel, makir bekunas al stan. Three separate things. So the makir patish in ein gimel we just said is he's doing melacha to the patish. He's banging the patish. On what is he banging the patish? Do the melacha to the patish? On space, on the stand. Let us go through the semantics first. For some reason, when Rashi saw, Habayne can be even v'chayiv. Habayne koshu. I'm sadis makir patish or matzod. So Rashi learned that makir patish is not the same makir patish, and we stumbled by context. That's another reason. Because the context of the Makir Patish Nebayne is part of Malchus Binyan. It's preceded by Misates, and you have Matzod. So I got to ask the Kasha already. Wait, finish Binyan perhaps? But I go upon him, and I'll finish Binyan. If you're there, Chaim, you should Binyan to finish. But upon it, the Makir Patish that's part of the process of Binyan. So if Rashi had tied the semantics of Makir Patish, here the Patish is the Kli which is being used to do the Melacha, and with the Chesed which the Melacha is being done in the Evin in the Quarry, the Evin in the Machzor, cloth. There's no Melacha being done to the Patish is the instrument which is using to do the Melacha. Shem Gamliel is the third thing, we'll soon come to Shem Gamliel. There's a difference between Shem Gamliel, cloth Rashi is Mefush, the difference between Shem Gamliel is Makir Bikunas Al-Stan, and what Rashi says in Ayin Gimel. But that's the first thing, that should be clear. That's clear. Now, let's come to the second point. The second point is Ramban's Kashi, in others, the Lechoyer of Makir Patish, Rashi says Makir Patish, and the Ayin Gimel, he's getting involved in Mechoyer Sanoim. So why does he bring the Shita, the Das Yocha into the Mishnah? So the emphasis is like this. The emphasis is that the two Gisois in our Mishnah in Habayne, and the Rashash points out already, but if you look at Mishnah, fine. And now look in the Mishnah, take a look, Kuf Beis and Beis, in the Mishnah. Af HaMakir B'Kudnus HaOslam Bishas Melocha. It says Bishas Melocha, doing the Melocha. And if you learn the Gemara here, what does this mean? What does it mean, Bishas Melocha? So, Bishas Melocha. So, take a look at Kuf Gimel. So, we'll start with just the last line. Elo Bai Rova Damit Rabai Rosh Kain Vadi De Tassi and Mishko Noisim Kain. What do they do? Tanin Nami Ochi, Shima Gamli Lema Hamaku Kunz Astam, Bishas Melocha, Rosh Kain Vadi De Tassi and Mishko Noisim Kain. Says Rashi, what do they do? What are we talking about? Says Rashi, the second Rashi, Mirad De Tassi and Mishko Noisim Kain, Noisim Kain. Makin Gimel Ala Tass Vachas Al Stan. 3-1, 3-1, 3-1. Cassette, that's what they do. Why? According to Rashi, the few chidushim here. First and foremost, what's the chetzin which the Makir Patish is being done? Look at the Rashi. Good, maybe. Look back at the Mishnah. Look back at the last Rashi in the Mishnah. Kunus Makil says Rashi, Mibnei Shukim Sakim Locha. This is the what we just read in the Gemara is the chat in the Mishnah, right? Mishim Gamlil Me'af Makil Kunus Alstan Bishas Melocha Mibnei Shukim Misakim Milocha. Zok Rashi, what's Rashi say? The Afal Pishen Makal Pulo. What does that mean? V'ach alfi. What's ach alfi? Shenamaka, what's the pulo mean? What's pulo?
The
chetzer that.
Sheet of metal?
So the pulo means that even though that when he's banging on the stand, he's not doing anything to the chetzer which is doing the malacha. His work. If the makir of the chetzer which the malacha's makir of is being done, in this case, my brain is the kunis itself. It's not FLP. What FLP? It's not FLP. It's partial. That's not enough. It's no FLP. FLP. What's FLP? He's flattening the patish. And that constitutes the melocho. The main source cholok, lahachlik. So it's clear from the Rashi's FLP that the chetz in which this melocho is being done is the tats, which is just bang three times. Just bang three times. And so that's already one tremendous difference between what Rashi types in the Mishnah called Godo and here. There, Rashi is talking about the Chesed Moch is the Patish itself. He's doing a Moch to the Patish. Here we said in the second line, that's before the case, that the Patish is a Chesed with which he's doing Moch. Furthermore, the Ramakshim Leo was Machadish and Rebbe Chiddish, and we'll be Mamshah tomorrow with another. He was Machadish that even 3-1 is a Makar Patish, but the Chetz in which the Moloch is being done, which the Makar Patish, the Moloch is Mitzachis, is not the Kunis, but rather Tats, is the middle of forming and shaping. Alright, we'll see tomorrow. One second. To finish this, we'll go into this a little bit more. So Mitzvah Hashem, after we talk about Rashi, make sure you see here, there's a Berech Hananel, on this Makar Kulis Al-Stan, it's in the bottom of Kuf Gimel. Brings the Pshat, which the Rashi brings more before it, Hashem of Haigoyin. So make sure you see the Berech Hananel and the Rashi on the last few lines in the Gemara. And then if we finish that, we'll go back to Mitzvah Hashem. No, for sure not. What else?
He says to you that it's a Makkah, how I put it, big man.
Exactly, that's a different. That's a terrace. Then I'm Gimel, I'll explain to Mom Hashem. Now, and Gimel, when he finishes everything here and he's about to put the patas away and the cabinet, he gives it a bang on the sound to scrape it to make sure it's good. That's Makkah patas in the patas. That's why big man Mawacha. And that's why I didn't finish tying it up. Rashi was Gerish Taker. Rashi had the Gish Bishas Malocha. The Rif and Hanando, the Ran, they're Gerish in this Mishnah Kufa Bishas Gemam Malocha. And that's why they all are Rishanim. When Rishanim asked that what Rashi says in Ein Gimel is conclusive to hear, because they're going with Gish Bishas Gemam Malocha. So it's the same thing, but Rashi was Gerish differently.
So. If it's if it's like this, where it's Shas Malacha, so then how can we say about?
Oh, so this is the Chizor. That's why it's Machlokes Chachomim Shem Gamliel. And this, as I said, this is the Ikin Nekudah. This, according to Rashi, this is the Ikin Nekudah of Chidush and Shem Gamliel. There's even Miru doing something. He's making sure that this is amazing about the Chidush. He's making sure that the next time he bangs it, it's not going to puncture. It's not going to be any edges or any points in the patish. What malach is that? It's not mechves. It's not a malach. So he was mechadish. The real was mechadish. That's makir patish. It's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. I don't have the clue how why is the gemar, but it's more preparatory. In other words, it's making sure that the next three won't break through the task. He was a mechadish, that's not a mechadish.
Also, I just want to ask Rabbi, the Rashi on Kfiza, right, says that if he gets to Gimel Lugin and doesn't get a cab, so he would be chayav.
Yeah.
Is he saying daft Gimel Lugin, or is he saying stam less than a cab?
Why would he pay the Ashi on a
No. Because it seems to be